We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If it's not the worst it's ever been in my life, it's got to be close, but it's hard to know. It's hard to know. It seems like there's always divisiveness in politics, but now it seems... I mean, I don't know. Some people think this is as worse as it's been since, you know, the antebellum period. So, I mean, we can get into that philosophical debate either way. But one of the main attractions to me in radio is that I sort of wanted to, as someone who's more of an independent spirit politically, I wanted to see if both sides could listen and talk to each other. And I didn't have much success trying to do that. But there are other people in this world trying to do that. And there are other people in this world with... maybe, hopefully, a little more success. Chris Kluwet is the co-chair of the Connecticut chapter of Braver Angels, and he joins us now on Brian and Company. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having us on today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, listen, this is right up my alley. So the first question I have is, what does the organization actually do?
Well, we're a national organization that has alliances throughout the country, and we call them alliances. They're groups, and they're groups of volunteer people like myself. And what we do is host workshops, debates, different kinds of opportunities for people to get together. There's everything from book clubs to film clubs to look at works of art that depict social tension and polarization, as you mentioned. But our main thing is workshops, and we have workshops on depolarization. We have workshops on race. We have workshops on hot topics of the day, like critical race theory or women's reproductive rights, etc. And the idea is that we bring people together to talk to each other, and most important of all, listen to each other. Because what we find is that when we are listening to each other, not always, but oftentimes, you can find that there are some areas of common ground where you can work out some solutions. So we love this country. We want it to work better than it's working right now, as you suggested in the lead off. And we're excited to do it. We're having some. We have a great event coming up here on Thursday tomorrow with two local officials, two state representatives, in a guided conversation. Guided by one of the founders of Braver Angels, whose name is Bill Doherty. He's spoken before Congress. He's worked with the Problem Solvers Group, a bipartisan group in Congress. He's a tenured professor of family and social science, and he's a practicing therapist. He's very good at this, and I think that people that would like to join in tomorrow, it's free, by the way. All you have to do is register. You can go to ctbraverangels.org. So that's ct.braverangels.org. And we come to the name Braver Angels as a variation of President Lincoln's, Abraham Lincoln's, quote about listening to our better angels when, as you know, the country was facing a huge crisis. And that was the better angels name was taken by another organization. And so we came up with Braver Angels because it takes a little bit of bravery to sit in a room with someone that might demonize you at the beginning, and at the end you hope that you can shake hands and try and find some common ground.
Well, let's first of all, we'll give them more opportunity to talk about the event and what people can do to be a part of it. We're talking with Chris Kluwet about Braver Angels, because I have some questions. You know, are you just attracting moderates who are already open-minded to this? You know, my point to most people is that my frustration with adults is that they just don't have intellectual flexibility and an open-mindedness to change their views. And so I'm just wondering, to what degree are you preaching to the converted compared to actually pulling people in who were more stubbornly bound to certain things and now are at least listening?
No, it's a great question. And fundamental to our organization is that we make sure that when we organize events and when we invite people, we try and get a sense of, we ask them to fill out a survey, essentially, whether they lean red, which we define as more conservative, or whether they lean blue, which we define as more liberal. And we try and pair those people off with each other in breakout rooms and in conversations, and then come back to whole group discussions. So So, for instance, I'm a coach. I'm one of the two co-chairs of the state organization, and I lean blue, and my counterpart leans red. He's a military veteran, retired from business. I'm a lifelong public educator, now working as a professor of education at Mitchell College, and we get along with each other, and we can talk to each other about issues, and then we organize events in that spirit.
So it's not about changing hearts and minds as much as just having legitimately open-minded conversation.
Yes, that's 100% correct, Brian. Okay. And I would just add that you raise a very important point. Our modus operandi, if you will, is that we're not trying to change people's minds, because that doesn't work, as you suggested in your earlier comments.
Or it doesn't work in a linear fashion. I mean, you're not trying to steer somebody toward an ideology. You're just getting them to think about and listen to other arguments, and maybe eventually that leads to different viewpoints. But you're not steering them in one direction or the other.
100% right. Yeah, because we really believe that doesn't work, and we see the results. We see the results with people screaming at each other at Board of Ed meetings, and you know that's near and dear to me, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But just in general, you can't start by demonizing the person that you think you don't agree with, when it might turn out that
sure.
You don't agree on certain issues, but we all want clean air and clean water, for instance, as an example.
So we're talking with Chris Kluwit from Braver Angels here, and they have an event tomorrow night. We'll get some more details when we wrap up the conversation. But, you know, put aside, you know, sort of, you know, the organization you're representing, to be as candid as possible. I mean, what are you learning? It can't all be sunshine and daisies. I mean, this is, you're going up against massive flows of angst in this country right now. I mean, can you share with us, what have you learned? What are your frustrations?
Yeah, well, there's no question. I mean, one of the reasons I joined Braver Angels is because I wanted to at least contribute in some modest way to trying to get the country back on track. You know, and I agree with you. Braver Angels is not going to solve all problems by any means, but I do find that it's very well organized, and the workshop conversations that we have with people with different viewpoints are amazingly positive. And it doesn't mean at the end of the day people say, okay, now I see your point, I'm going to agree with you on, let's say, gun safety, for instance. But they can say, you know, I had a good conversation with that guy, he seems reasonable, let me give this some thought, and vice versa.
Yeah. Hey, listen, okay, give us more details again. Tomorrow night, it's a virtual event. You do have some in-person stuff, but tomorrow's virtual. Give us the details and where they can go if people want to register.
Sure. So if they'd like to register, it's no cost. It's ct.braverangels.org. And we're hosting two state representatives, one state rep, Stephen Harding, and another state rep, Kristen McCarthy-Vahey. They're both running for re-election. Kristen is on the Government Administration and Election Committees, Planning and Developing Transportation. Steve is on Environmental Committee, Education, Judiciary. And it's going to be guided by Bill Doherty, who is one of the founders of the national organization, and as I mentioned, a practicing therapist. And he's very good at bringing people in Congress together. He's very good at bringing people around the country together to have reasonable conversations. And we think that's what we're going to see tomorrow. This is going to be an example for people to see how people could have reasonable common ground conversations about the issues that affect us all, like transportation in Connecticut.
Sure. Right? 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow you can register. And again, just to remind people of the address, it's ct.braverangels.org. Good to meet you, Chris. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, and thank you for hosting us. And we're partnering with Connecticut Public and University of Hartford's Jody Rell Center for Public Service as part of this.
All right, great. Have a good one. Good luck.
Thank you, Brian.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.